But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself perfect you and confirm you and establish you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There was once a soldier who, during his entire life of military service, saw him, as is oftentimes happens with such a hard life, begin to fall out of the practice of his faith. In fact, in the end, and for many years, he would fall completely away. He stopped attendance at Mass. He no longer prayed. He didn't even think anymore about eternal life. However, during a war campaign, later in his career, he happened to come upon a young girl, orphaned, family casualties of the battle. And moved by the little girl's plight, and knowing that his military service was soon coming to an end, the soldier determined for himself that he could adopt this young girl. And with that, he found himself doing what was strange to him. He found that he truly loved this little girl, and he had dedicated his life from there on out to serve and look after her. And in return, the young orphan now found herself no longer alone. She loved the old soldier in return. She embraced him as her own father. And for her part, she was so innocent and loving and pious that the soldier found himself softened just being around her. His actions changed with her around. He refused to smoke when he was in her presence. He refrained from using foul language whenever she was around. And he would even pray with her when she would kneel down to say her daily prayers. It is something that he had not done in many years. He looked upon the girl and he referred to her as his little saint. One day, he was looking to find his daughter, and not seeing her in the house, he went about to think where she might be. One of the places which he came to look was at the church in the village. And there, as he entered into the church, he found exactly what he sought after, the young girl. But he saw her there kneeling before the altar, deep in prayer, oblivious to his arrival and seemingly in ecstasy. A thought came to his mind. Took a moment and reflected on that thought that came to his mind. He was so moved by it that, surprisingly to him, tears began to fall from his eyes. And so he turned and he ran away weeping from the chapel. Weeping and searching once again. Searching now to find a priest. And upon finding him, pouring out his heart on the life of sin and faithlessness, a sincere, heartfelt confession is made. And soon after, he and his adopted daughter made their Easter communion together. Today, much is often made reading or learning various points of church teaching through encyclicals and writings, or fighting against that which we view as evil in the world, seeing modernism, seeing immorality, seeing wickedness and greed, and turning ourselves against these things. We spend huge amounts of time scouring books and the internet to see all the moves, all to find all of the information that we feel we need to have at hand in order to have answers for everything. We look around and we search to find what is today's errors of Bergoglio and company. We constantly concern ourselves with all of the ills of the world, and we labor hard to argue the truth with the adversaries of truth, searching always for the right words in a sea of discourse which might convert a soul. Now, I am not saying these things are not important. Study and argument and understanding of the problems at hand. Indeed, these things should be cultivated. But how much focus should be placed upon them? How should we view them in the grand scheme of all the things in our life? The way we should see them is that we should recognize them for what they are. They are merely tools. A good argument and a base of knowledge is a tool just like a wrench. However, if we truly want to fix our plumbing, it is never enough to simply have a wrench. We must call a plumber. Likewise, if we desire to convert people to the faith, it is not enough to make a logical argument. Our goal is not simply to be right, or even to be convincing. Our aim is not just minds, but it is of souls. And so our primary action must always be to turn to the One, the only One who can soften hardened hearts. The only One who can give grace, which, after all, is the true means of conversion. When it comes to formulating arguments, we all have varying capacity for learning. Difference in eloquence, some greater and some less. But every one of us has the ability to pray and to be heard by Almighty God, and to entrust to Him to whisper to hearts. How much more efficacious is an act of sacrifice for wrongs yet confessed than our opining about perceived wrongs around us? How more effective are our acts of virtue and good life of good example than the complaining about immorality in the world? How can we save souls if we don't strive to preserve and strengthen sanctifying grace in ourselves? It is an old adage, but it is most true above all else. I cannot give that which I do not possess. I cannot bring others to their purpose in life, to a love and service of God, if I don't first apply it to myself. If I first do not love Him, if I do not go before others and serve Him. A good argument can cause a man to think and to grow to understand truth and important truths. But the reality is that these are empty if they are not accompanied by grace. Moreover, while our arguments can illustrate our knowledge of the faith, It is a pious life which conveys a sincerity in our beliefs in that those truths. And that we do not seek only to tell others what to do, but we first and foremost apply it to ourselves. If we desire to lead others to salvation, to bring others towards truth, to let others love God, we must, from the front, we must do so by our actions. We must first and foremost do so by living a pious life ourselves. And moreover, realize that to gain a soul, we are incapable of doing alone. But rather, for such a supernatural good, it must be to the author of all good whom we turn to first and ask for his aid in using us as a simple tool. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.